You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
There was a lot of dialing out of Vodacom stock in today's session, with the company's share price finishing down 1.5%, so let's call it 1.6%, despite the release of its results, which did indicate an increase in revenue as well as profits. My colleague Ray Kvanigak spoke with the CEO of Vodacom, Shamil Yusuf, to drill into the numbers further. Let's take a listen.
Telecom's giant Vodacom is one of the biggest mobile operators on the continent and operates networks in South Africa, Lesotho, Mozambique, the DRC, Tanzania and Kenya through its subsidiary Safricom. And Vodacom also recently bought 55% of Vodacom Egypt and entered the Ethiopian market. The group announced financial results for its year to the end of March today. Revenues rose by 4.5% to 103 billion rand. The headline earnings rose by 3.3% to 17.1 billion rand, or 10 rand 13 a share. A final dividend of 4 rand 30 was declared, which means the total dividend for the year is 8 rand 30. That is 3% higher. And Vodacom added 6 million new customers to its various operations, and the total customer base now number 130 million. Shamil Yusuf is on the line. He's the Vodacom CEO. Shamil, thank you so much for joining me. You described the year under review as a watershed year for Vodacom, and you say this in a context of Vodacom's expansion into other African markets. But your biggest market by far is still the South African market, and it contributes around 80% to the group results. Do you foresee this contribution to come down in the foreseeable future?
Yes, very much so. I think when we bring Egypt into the group, it will basically bring South Africa down to about 55% coming from South Africa. It will give us a big revenue diversification going forward.
Yeah, that is significant, because MTN, for example, they have networks all over the place, and the South African market is not so significant within the portfolio. And I don't know if it was a risk for Vodacom or an opportunity to have one massive market in the context of the group. Going forward, will African expansion be on top of the agenda?
You know, we're not going on a big acquisitive drive. I think it's more strengthening our positions. I think Egypt and Ethiopia are two big markets. You know, that gives you north of 200 million more people, 100 million each, that gets added to, you know, the addressable market. That will mean there's more than 520 million people in the countries where we have operations. So I think, you know, there's no need to go on an acquisitive drive for more than that. I think what is needed is for us to then strengthen our positions in each of those countries by moving from all forms of connectivity, so mobile plus fiber. So a big fiber play, hence the CIVH deal in South Africa, but also fiber plays across our markets. And then, of course, leveraging off our financial services play and our super apps. You know, I think we've got something really incredible in financial services, where today we process $326 billion a year. I think a good part for us to grow these platforms and further strengthen our positions in each market.
I was in Egypt a few years ago, just before COVID-19 hit the world, and we roamed on the Vodafone Egypt network. And I can remember my wife and I, we spoke about how poor that network was at the time, especially when you move out of urban areas. Can you tell us about the network and the opportunities you see there?
I think over the years, from when you were there, I'm sure it's improved dramatically. I mean, today it's market leader, 44% market share, very, very strong. The latest results, it grew 17.3% in revenue, 22% in EBITDA. So you can see the transformational nature of that, and bringing that onto our books, I think, is going to be quite transformational for us. You know, of course, that is going to also continue. They do plow a lot of money into investment, and I think that will continue to do that, especially on the network. But I think the financial services opportunity, with 80% of the country unbanked, is a huge, huge opportunity for growth for us.
You say unbanked. Why hasn't Vodacom and maybe some of the other mobile operators not actually launched a more commercial banking service? Because in South Africa, we've seen the likes of Capitec partner with grocery retailers and offering a solid banking product through them, or services through them. Is that on the cards for Vodacom?
I think we're doing it more through our platforms, right? So, I mean, if you look at, we now have 61 million financial service customers. We're generating 22 billion of revenue across the markets on financial services, processing 52 million transactions per day. And what we're doing is using the super app approach, so that, you know, you have one app where you can pay, lend, shop, save, invest, get entertained, all from a single app. So we got a very successful base in M-Pesa, but we're now modernizing it by really bringing into it the e-commerce and the marketplace. And you would have seen that we launched in South Africa first with the VodaPay platform. And then we've taken some of those elements and already introduced into what we're calling the M-Pesa super app in Kenya. And now we're rolling it out across the different markets. So I think it basically opens up the platform from dealing with a few to dealing with many. So lots of people being able to sell their products on the platform itself, but also, you know, capturing things like investments and so on. So to be frank with you, we haven't needed to be the bank. We're the platform that empowers the bank.
What is your biggest single e-commerce application?
So it would be payments. It's payments, it's paying for bills, all of those type of things. And, you know, what's growing very quickly as well is transport and so on. In South Africa at the moment, it's the Massmart offerings that are there. It's KFC on the VodaPay platform. Those are the ones that are actually, you know, in the top three at the moment.
And the payments is through M-Pesa?
In South Africa, it's through VodaPay. And then in the international markets, through M-Pesa.
It's almost unbelievable the growth mobile operators have seen in financial services, because as your traditional voice business stagnates, there's a whole new market that have opened up. Do you foresee the financial services side of the business to grow a lot faster than the traditional services going forward?
Very much so. And I think it does leverage off the telco, of course, and the customer base and the leading marketing market positions we have in all our markets. But what you're doing is you're creating new services, and that's generating a lot more revenue. And so, yeah, it's got very good growth projections going forward. And the other thing, Rake, is that it doesn't require as much CapEx as a mobile network. So your margins on financial services is much better than your margin on telco.
I can see you invested around 11 billion rand in the South African network this year. That is in CapEx, and that was around 10% higher than the previous year, while your turnover here only grew by 4.5% and headline earnings by 3.3%. So your growth in CapEx exceeds your growth in profitability. Is that normal?
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, we're also investing ahead of the curve to make sure, you know, that we could take advantage of supply chain shortages and so on and make sure that we have the requisite equipment and so on in the network. So that's one part of it. Secondly, we've invested into the VodaPay platform in South Africa as well. But yes, I mean, the network does require a lot of CapEx to cater for the growth in terms of the insatiable need for data.
When you say CapEx, is that new cell phone towers and equipment within those towers and maybe new technology within your network, your infrastructure? What else is it? Is that pretty much it?
About 2 billion goes to IT, and that would include the VodaPay platform as an example. And then, you know, the rest of the 9 billion would go into network, about 1 billion in things like batteries and generators and those type of things because of the issues on Eskom and the availability of power. So that's one.
You know, a billion rand in generators and batteries.
Yep, every year for the last couple of years. And that's definitely taking its toll. And then, of course, it's investment into things like, you know, upgrading the radios, being able to put more capacity on sites, rural coverage, upgrading the data centers, now making sure you've got the right tech in place and radios in place to take advantage of 5G. And remember, behind every mobile network, there's a fixed network, which has to carry the traffic. So investment into the fixed network as well.
So you spent 11 billion on CapEx, 1 billion is on batteries and generators. That's 10% of your total CapEx bill goes to mitigating Eskom.
That's it.
That is actually unbelievable. And do you need to protect that equipment?
Yeah, we're having to. I mean, of course, theft is quite bad in terms of theft on sites and so on. We lose about 200 million a year in theft. So now we've had to go to armed response on the sites.
Just lastly, you've changed your dividend policy from paying out 90% of your headline earnings down to 75%. I'm sure many shareholders will frown. Why did you do this?
Twofold. One is it gives us more room to grow in terms of giving us more operating leverage to be able to fund the acquisitions. So remember, there's Egypt, there's Spectrum that we paid 5.4 billion on. There's the investment into Ethiopia that we need to fund, and of course, the fiber deal in South Africa. So these are transformational for the group going forward, but you have to pay it back, right? So you're going to take debt initially, and then you have to pay down the debt. So that's one. But two is we're also simplifying the dividend policy in that it will now be 75% of apps as opposed to, you know, a different policy for the upstreaming of the Kenyan dividends and a different policy for Egypt. So, you know, it just simplifies it as well. You know, they'll get 75% of the apps of the entire operation.
Talking about the spectrum, you've now received spectrum, additional spectrum, the spectrum you've been pleading for many, many years. When can consumers expect lower data costs?
So firstly, remember, we have reduced prices by 43% in the last 2 years. But on top of that, of course, we'll continue to optimize and bring down pricing. Now we need to get the equipment into the network and so on. You know, we have to use this as a input into reducing the underlying cost. And there's definitely a benefit of spectrum, but you've got to roll out the network. And then, of course, you are going to have some rising costs like fuel, generators, security, all of these type of things. So it's balancing the pot. But I mean, certainly this will help and contribute to prices coming down. We've now got to get the network out there to make sure that we can maximize the benefit.
Shamil, thank you so much for your time. That was Shamil Yusup. He is Vodacom's chief executive.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.